In today's episode, we're going to be addressing staff mental health needs, the social and emotional well-being of our staff, and the steps that schools should be taking as we prepare for full-scale reopening this fall. We have a great panel of experts who are with us today for this discussion. We're going to be hearing from Maureen Brogan, who is the statewide coordinator for the Traumatic Loss Coalitions for Youth, an incredible statewide network that is run through Rutgers University Behavioral Healthcare. We have Sue Coyle, who is the Middlesex County Coordinator for the Traumatic Loss Coalition and has a wealth of experience working in school districts. And we also have with us Rebecca Gold, who now is a Legal One consultant and is also serving as the Assistant Director of Retirement and Benefits Services for the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors Association. And Rebecca comes to this conversation with a wealth of experience, including many years as a Director of Human Resources. Before I bring in our guests for this conversation, let's review a few key legal principles. First, it's important to remember that there is a clear legal requirement in place under both state and federal law to not discriminate against any staff member who may be dealing with underlying mental health needs. And those protections are available under the Americans with Disabilities Act and under the New Jersey Law Against Discrimination.